Welcome to another edition of Decoding Education. This is Nandini Menon from Cedar Hill Prep School, discussing a hot topic. If schools do open, how are they going to function? Will all students be in classrooms, or are they going to be in school on alternate days? And after all this, what is the outcome of the pandemic in terms of education and the slide in student skill sets? What do we really know about summer slide? According to researchers at University of Texas, Austin, and researchers at the Early Childhood Longitudinal Study, they tried to replicate the results of the beginning school study, upon which many commonly held beliefs about the summer slide are based. According to them, their findings are consistent across the analysis, and the most relevant when weighing the merits of summer learning program is that nearly all children, no matter how advantaged, learn much more slowly during summer vacations than they do during the school year. So this is an extremely important insight in order to foster learning. If all students are either learning more slowly or regressing when they're away from school, then summer is a time for us to offer programs and support our students who are on the lower end of the performance and help them catch up. When it comes to reading skills, do you know that just having students read in the summer can easily prevent those losses from occurring than it is in other academic areas? Let us discuss what is foremost in all our minds: how to use the summer to prevent learning loss. James Kim, a professor of education at Harvard, found that even a modest amount of independent reading over the summer could negate nearly all of the typical loss in reading. Math, according to them, is a bit tougher, as students tend to lose more math learning during the summer, and its interdependent and cumulative nature means that the losses in one area can impact the other. So it's important to keep students engaged in some math practice. In conclusion, what skills can be fostered in the summer to promote self-learning? Whether the child is 3 or the child is in high school, executive function skills are most critical. And what are executive function skills? They mean being organized, managing time, and having motivation and independently doing work. Familiarity with technology. Currently, 1 in 6 students take college classes exclusively online. So familiarity with the Google platform and other learning management systems are also very important for children to get familiar with. Quality of work will matter more. Teachers will be giving fewer assignments with more detailed feedback to keep students motivated and for them to understand the material more fully. Students will be given more home-based performance tests and projects. Students still need to be well-versed in old people technology. Sadly, while many are very savvy with their smartphone and apps, they are unable to write full sentences using formal sentence structure, or use Microsoft Word, Excel, or use technology to manage their workflow. Thank you for listening to this edition of Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School.